This is Seeking Delphi minicast number 2 from the Association of Professional Futurists meeting in Seattle, Washington, July 28, 2017. Global Health Futures, People, Planet, and Beyond. I'm Mark Sackler. The future lives here. I got a chance to speak briefly with the morning speakers, including two players in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as a researcher from the University of Washington, all of them with concerns for the future of global health in the developing world. Let's hear what they had to say. So I'm speaking with Jan Flowers, an expert on bioinformatics. Tell us a little bit about, or health informatics, tell us a little bit about what your role is and what that entails.
So I'm a faculty member at the University of Washington, and I work on global health informatics. Global health informatics is looking at the placement of electronic medical records and other clinical systems in countries that are resource-constrained settings in order to help decision makers either provide better care at the point of care or to make decisions around program monitoring of where they send their resources in order to help improve care, or in surveillance cases to make sure that they understand where outbreaks occur.
Okay, so describe to us in just a couple of minutes here what the long-term vision you have for this globally is that you kind of presented to us today at APF.
Oh boy, that's a big question. The long-term vision is really that people would be able to access the right data in the right format at the right time in order to provide that care to the patients that is going to give them the best outcome. And that's a worldwide goal. That's not just a goal for here in the U.S. We already have a lot of that here in the U.S., but in these resource-constrained settings, they are operating either with no documentation or with paper documentation, which is pretty prone to loss, disaster, gaps in data, problems in the data. And so moving that into a format that is available when it's needed to the right person to have it.
So I'm speaking with Sarah Chesmore, who is with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. What exactly is it that you do for the foundation?
So I work on our vaccine delivery team, which focuses on advancing immunization and addressing vaccine preventable deaths in low-income and low-middle-income countries. And so I focus on our strategy and business planning for that team.
Okay, so tell us, just summarize a little bit of what you talked to the futurists today about the long-term vision for this program.
So for us, you know, we are currently in the middle of the decade of vaccines, which is an agreement among countries all over the world through the World Health Assembly to drive and advance progress against immunization. And as we've made great strides in achieving our global objectives of 90% coverage in every country, we realize heading into the next decade that we have a lot to do to continue to push both on the introductions of new vaccines that will help us prevent additional deaths, but also ensuring that every last child is reached with vaccination in these countries. And so we're going to be focusing a lot on trends, pressures, technological advancements, and things that allow us to actually reach that last child.
Is there any one specific thing that you think above all others could help, for example, get to this goal in the next 10 or 20 years?
I wish there was just one that would help us get to that goal. You know, there's a number of things that we're looking at. One in particular is routine immunization is the core foundation of ensuring every birth cohort in a country is able to avoid the diseases that we're focused on. And that requires really, really strong health systems and healthcare workers in those communities, the ability to find those children, to get those children into the clinic, to serve them, to follow up with them, and the great health workers that make that all possible. And so for us, strengthening health systems is one of the core aspects of achieving that.
With Brian Abrogast, who is the Director of Water, Sanitation, and Hygiene for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Brian, what does that entail?
Well, so I've got this amazing job, which is I get to work with my team and with a large number of remarkable partners around the world to try to basically accelerate the time when everybody in the world will have access to sustainable, safe sanitation services. We learned from the UN recently, this month, that there are 4.5 billion people around the world that don't have access to safe sanitation.
So just summarize a little bit about what you told us today about the most important sanitation breakthrough of all time.
Well, one of the things we're trying to do is to come up with a new approach to delivering sanitation in a city, in an urban environment. Today, most people think that there's only one approach, and that's wastewater treatment plants that are at the end of long sewers, and those are just incredibly expensive, not only to build, but to maintain and operate. They use a lot of electricity, they use a lot of water. We're imagining what we call the reinvented toilet, a toilet that can be completely standalone off the grid, doesn't need to be connected to a sewer line, doesn't need a water line, and it processes the waste on site so that what comes out doesn't smell, is completely free of all diseases, germs, pathogens, and you'd be happy to spread it on your garden.
So where do you think you hopefully at least will be in, say, 10 to 20 years with this?
I think in 10 to 20 years, we'll have a lot of these technologies, many different models, different companies competing in the market to try to make these more and more attractive to households around the world, and that they'll be priced in an affordable way. Our target is no more than 5 cents per user per day, like as an entry point, fully loaded over the lifetime of the toilet. And the idea is, you know, competition will drive down prices. And we hope that that will solve, in the same way that, people in cities are no longer waiting for to get a landline phone with that last mile connection to their home, we're hoping that in the future they don't need that last line connection to their home for a sewer, that they can actually have a standalone toilet that gets rid of all the nasty diseases on site.
In case you hadn't figured it out, that greatest sanitation breakthrough of all time, it was the invention of the flush toilet. The annual APF meeting will conclude on July 29th at the Boeing Museum of Flight in Seattle, Washington, with presentations on air and space health. I'll be there for one more minicast.